Right. Well, good morning. Now, we have in our household various pets. And those of you who might know our household, James and Grace can help us with this, could tell us perhaps just a selection of those pets there. Can you name one there, do you think, Grace? And he is a what? He's a guinea pig there. Can James name any of them there? He's shaking his head there. He's not going to participate here. Well, can you tell us any more there, Grace? There's another guinea pig, that's right. What other creatures? And one of them particularly, which I don't think you're too keen on, but perhaps you could just sort of... Jamie, the cat. Well, now, let's just stay with him, although he's not Grace's favourite. But anyway, yesterday, running a bit of a temperature there. Found out that when we took him to the vet, because he's very lethargic. So off we went to the vet over in Alfreton. And the vet does a thorough examination, found out, okay, he's running a temperature there, and nothing else wrong, just a bit of throat glands up there. Give him some tablets or inject him with some things, syringe, put some stuff in. And anyway, he bounced back there. So he seems to be doing all right now. So again, where did we take a sick animal to? Where's the place we take a sick animal? I'm working Grace hard today, you see. The vet. We take him, her, whoever, to the vet. We didn't ring 999 and ask for the ambulance or ask for an emergency doctor to come out. No, you take animals to the vet. If we are sick, we go to the doctor. So where's your doctor then? You're in Belfer, is it? Your doctor's there somewhere. How's here? In Crich. Or if you've got some other trouble, what happens with your teeth? Where do you go to get help with your teeth? So I'm working Grace hard today here. To the dentist. That's the person you go to when your teeth are not working so well. So there are different people you go to with different ailments, different problems. If it's your pets there, well, that's to the vet. If it's your general health, well, you ring your doctor. If it's really bad, ring 999. And, well, if it's your teeth, that's to the dentist. Those are the people who have got the knowledge how to deal with those problems there. The dentist wouldn't have a clue about our cat, and then the vet wouldn't have much of a clue about my teeth. You need to find the right person to sort out your particular problem. And people make a great mistake there, because one huge problem that we have has got somebody who is absolutely perfect in dealing with it, but people don't go to him. They don't go to him. Now, what am I talking about? What is the big problem? What is the big problem? Oh, Grace knows. Come to Grace. I say I'm working you hard. Oh, she's packed up on me now. Go on there, Timothy.
Sin.
You're going to say that, weren't you? You're going to say sin, I know. Sin, our greatest problem. Worse than our teeth playing up, and that can be painful. Worse than any bodily ailment that may come, and that's not making light of these things, because they can be very painful. And some of us, I know, are off school this week, weren't we there? But glad to see us back in health today. But sin is the worst of things. We have it when we're born. It's there with us. It comes out in the things we think and the things we say, and in the fact that, well, we just don't find God always as interesting as we should, and we don't think about Jesus Christ and have him at the centre of our lives. We've got other things there rather than him, and that is all sin. But there is somebody who can deal with that so perfectly. And Grace will tell me this. Jesus, isn't it? The Lord Jesus. Only he. Nobody else can deal with sin, remove it from before a holy God, because that's where the big problem with sin is. It's bad enough in us, but the worst part of it is that God finds it very offensive. But Jesus Christ, when he dies on the cross, of course, takes away that sin. And we can now stand before God and worship him and love him and meet on the day like this and sing these hymns of praise and know that God is not sweeping us away, or he's not saying, how dare you sing these things to me, that he is glad to hear our prayers and our praises. Only the Lord Jesus. But I said, didn't I, that people look not to him, but everywhere else. What kinds of places and people do people look to try to get rid of sin or the feelings that they have? Any ideas on that? Any ideas? Molly, then, go on.
Counsellors
and doctors. What were you going to say, Grace? You were going to say that too, then. They go here and they go there. Jesus Christ can answer their need if they trust in him. But, oh dear, we'll try this out here. We'll try that out there. There were some people wandering around here in the marketplace yesterday, and we're preaching in the open air, and they were going off to something. Well, I won't say quite what, but anyway, they're going off to something else there. And, well, I don't know what they were going to go to and what kinds of ideas would be pumped into their heads. But it wouldn't have been the truth. And they might have been trying to deal with their fears or something, or just that uncomfortable feeling about death and what lies beyond it and where we are in this world. Jesus Christ, he only can offer all that we need and find us a place in life and help us and guide us and be a friend to us. So make him your trust and your hope. If we've got sickness of the soul, we have that. Let me tell you, we have that. He and he only is the appropriate person to go to. And you'll find help and encouragement. We need to go to doctors for other things. We need to go to vets for other things and dentists for these things and a host of other helpful people for different things. But on this matter, he is the one. And he can deal with our sin, bring us into fellowship with God. So, keep looking to him, keep trusting in him, and you will find he has got everything that you need. So that even in the other things of life where we do have to go to doctors or wherever we have to go, his help we will also find and his blessing. So let's sing about him, our second hymn. 609, More About Jesus, Would I Know. 609.